Well, I think PERS control evolves over time. As we know more, as we get more scientific information, we apply that to our control programs. Unfortunately, today there's still a gap in some things that we don't know, and it's still very frustrating, and it's a disease that we probably, our producers, wish we had better tools to control it with. And so I think it's led us to this whole conversation about PERS eradication. If we can't control it, then we need to eradicate it. And so it's a disease that's still ahead of us.
Yeah, it seems like, the gap between what we know and what we don't know, pretty hard to jump, at least at this point, and try to give these guys a management plan of how they're going to manage the health of that herd.
That's right. It's a gap we're going to eventually fill, but it takes time, and it's a different virus than we've ever dealt with, and it changes faster than we can come up with things to control it with.
What do producers do in the meantime? What do veterinarians do in the meantime then?
Well, our goal with the control program is to minimize the risk that they have. We can't take it away, but we can minimize it with immunizations and biosecurity. As we know more about transmission of the virus, we can develop better biosecurity programs and just to help minimize. If we can get them to where they break once every 5 years instead of five times every 5 years, we've saved them money. Even if it's three times if you can just prolong that gap between breaks, then they're making money during that time. And it's kind of a sad goal to have, but we're not gonna keep them from having breaks.
What kind of time frame then are we looking at? You know, realistically, you're saying we need to eradicate it. How far down on the road is that?
I think it's pretty far. I don't have a number. Maybe after I'm retired, hopefully. But it's really, you never know. We could get a breakthrough in something in a year or two and have some effective means of immunizing sows. Right now we don't have it, so we have to fight it from the point of trying to prevent infection, prevent exposure, understanding the biology of the virus and how it's transmitted and how it's changing, but the immune response eludes the researchers right now as to how to properly immunize animals.
Like you said before, in the meantime, do the biosecurity things. Do what you can to control what you can.
That's right. So, and that's where we're at with PERS control.
Dr. Jones, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about, what you're telling these folks about PERS control?
Well, I think that, everybody, for every disease, there's a toolkit that they have. And although the PERS vaccine is not the perfect tool, it is a tool. And it's a tool that you can use along with the other information that's out there to put together a control program that will make the producer money in the long run.